KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, and it's 60 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning and later this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a high of 80. Some of those storms later today may be severe with the potential for large hail and damaging winds. An isolated tornado or two cannot be ruled out. The timing for that severe weather is expected from about 3 o'clock until 10 this evening. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Police in Council Bluffs say an officer-involved shooting incident happened early this morning. Just before 3 a.m., Council Bluffs police attempted to pull over a suspicious pickup in the 3400 block of South 11th Street near a construction contracting company that was not open for business. The driver of the pickup fled the area at high speeds and in a reckless manner. A pursuit of the pickup ensued, entering onto southbound Interstate 29 with the vehicles exiting at the Highway 370 interchange. The truck then drove north on the frontage road that parallels to I-29, eventually returning back to the interstate near the 45-mile marker by driving through a ditch that separates the roadways. Once back on I-29, the driver of the pickup intentionally rammed two police vehicles from Council Bluffs. The officer that had been operating the second cruiser that had been struck discharged his service weapon, striking the driver of the pickup. A 28-year-old male was removed from his vehicle and taken into custody. Officers on scene rendered medical aid until the Council Bluffs Fire Department arrived. He was transported to an Omaha area hospital by ambulance for treatment of a gunshot wound to his arm and face. His injuries are not considered to be life-threatening at this time. Charges are currently pending against the driver of that vehicle, and per standard procedure, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation was called to investigate the officer-involved shooting, while the Council Bluffs Police Department will look into any criminal actions committed by the suspect. The lanes of southbound I-29 were shut down for several hours as the scene was documented and processed. Two of the officers involved were treated and released from a local hospital. Authorities are not releasing the name of the suspect or the officers at this time. Additional details are expected later this afternoon. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday released a report detailing some recent arrests. On Saturday, deputies arrested 28-year-old Cody Robert Cordell of Newmarket on felony charges that include possession with the intent to deliver amphetamine, theft in the first degree, and a drug tax stamp violation, and a simple misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Cordell was taken to the Cass County Sheriff's Office and remained held on $40,000 bond. Last Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 54-year-old Scott Timothy Brown of Grant for possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, OWI first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Brown was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $3,000 bond. On April 25th, 64-year-old Gary Wayne Cook of Atlantic was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for felony theft in the second degree. Cook was taken to the Cass County Jail and bonded out later that day on a $5,000 bond. And on April 24th, Cass County deputies arrested 20-year-old Austin Daniel Malloy of Walnut on a district court warrant for probation violation. Malloy was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day by order of the court. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public to be on the lookout for a silver Dodge Caravan following an incident that took place last Thursday. Authorities say at around 3 p.m., sheriff's officials received a call about a person performing a sex act in the Sydney City Park. The witness said the subject was driving a silver Dodge Caravan with Iowa license plates, but they were unable to get the plate number. The driver was described as being a white man in his mid-30s with brown hair and a beard. When the man noticed that he was being observed, he left the park and was last seen heading west on Knox Road. If you see the suspect vehicle or driver, you should not approach the vehicle or the man. Instead, call your local law enforcement agency. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report 52-year-old James Patrick Hyatt of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested on Interstate 29 Saturday morning near the mile 41 mile marker southbound. His arrest stemmed from an attempted traffic stop. Mills County deputy tried to pull over a vehicle at around 12:50 a.m. Saturday, but the vehicle continued south on I-29 in excess of 100 miles per hour. Fremont County deputies joined in the pursuit and were able to deploy stop sticks near the Bartlett exit. After the vehicle hit the devices, Hyatt lost control and wrecked into a field just south of exit 24. He then tried to flee on foot, but the Mills County K-9 Zane chased him down and held him until deputies could catch up. Hyatt faces numerous charges, including eluding, OWI first offense, interference with official acts, no valid driver's license, speeding, reckless driving, striking fixtures upon a highway, and depositing or throwing litter on a highway. His bond was set at $5,300. And on Monday, 30-year-old Matthew Richard Sears of Gretna, Nebraska, was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for probation violation. He was taken into custody at the sheriff's office, where his bond was set at $20,000. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported two separate arrests, both of which occurred last Friday. At around 11:40 p.m., a traffic stop on Highway 59, about 5 miles north of Shenandoah, resulted in the arrest of 44-year-old Derek Ellis of rural Emerson. Ellis was arrested for driving under suspension. His bond was set at a little more than $566. And at around 7:15 p.m. Friday, a traffic stop on 140th Street in Page County, about 5 miles east of Essex, resulted in the arrest of 45-year-old Tina Ann McLean of Essex. She was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia. McLean was transported to the Page County Jail, posted a $300 bond, and was released pending a further court appearance. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a report on arrests and warrants served. Officials say 40-year-old Maurice Putnam Stewart of Omaha was served with a Nebraska warrant at the Pott County Jail for being a fugitive from justice. Stewart was then returned to the custody of jail staff. On Saturday, a Pott County deputy was called to the 2600 block of Old Lincoln Highway to check on the welfare of an adult male walking southbound. He ended up arresting 42-year-old James Anthony Miller of Council Bluffs for disorderly conduct by blocking a street. Also arrested Saturday was 25-year-old Austin Charles Harmon of Crescent. Harmon was arrested on a Pott County warrant for failure to appear in court, and he was brought to the jail in Council Bluffs. Sunday morning, 25-year-old Ladarius James Moy of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pott County Jail for allegedly breaking a shower head in the jail. The damage was estimated at $400. Moy was charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree and returned to the custody of jail staff. A traffic stop Sunday on Interstate 80 for a vehicle with a possibly intoxicated driver in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 34-year-old Coco Kanay Shibby of Bellevue, Nebraska for OWI first offense and driving while suspended. A passenger in the vehicle, 25-year-old Martha James of Omaha, was arrested on a warrant out of Des Moines for assault causing bodily injury and criminal trespass with injury or damage greater than $200. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest at around 9:50 p.m. Sunday of 44-year-old Luke Allen Johnson of Greenfield. Johnson was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston on a warrant for violation of probation. He was being held in the jail on $5,000 bond. Sheriff's Office said also a woman from Lorimore reported March 19th that sometime that day someone damaged two doors at her residence and took food from her refrigerator. On April 24th, she provided authorities with a list of missing items, which included two PlayStation 4s and 4 games, a Vizio 60-inch flat-screen TV, two mountain bikes, a DeWalt toolkit, Snap-on tools, an HP laptop, dry goods and canned goods, and miscellaneous food from a freezer. The volume of the items taken and damaged to the doors was estimated at $10,000 altogether. Another woman from Lorimore reported on April 21st that sometime between the 18th through the 21st, someone entered her residence and took approximately 30 pairs of jeans, a vacuum cleaner, and numerous tools. The loss there was estimated at $3,400. That's a check of the news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.